It is important to be a go-getter, but it is more important to know what it is I want to go and get. This is Dr. Herbert Albarelli, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. It is important to be a go-getter, but it is more important to know what it is I want to go and get. We are, I like this sometimes, we are sort of thoughtless and inconsiderate of who we are and where we're going and what our values are in life. And because of this, we sometimes miss out on the excitement of the wonderful things that we can do and that we have the potential of doing, that we have the reality of doing, that is our reality. What is our reality? What really do I want to do? Do I want to make a living and take care of my family and take care of my personal needs? Do I want to be appreciated in my world as a person who knows what I'm doing and am competent in my field? Do I want to rise up in the field of the community, in politics, in government? Do I want to, where do I want to go? What do I want to do? Do I want to be respected by my family and my friends as a person who is thoughtful and considerate and kind, the Boy Scout to the ultimate? What do I want to do? Who knows what they really want to do? Who knows where they really want to go? I don't think anybody knows what their great desire is or their great goal is. They may have many goals, they may have many desires, but when they get right down to it, the most wonderful and important desire that any of us could have is to be ourselves and have fun and be happy in the process. To be ourselves and have fun. Now you say, well, that's another conundrum. What is ourself? Who are we? What is this, I am ourself, be myself and have fun? What is this, be myself? Yes, that is a good question. We all have an opportunity to be ourselves many times. We have the opportunity to respond instantly to life's experiences that we create for ourselves. And responding instantly, we either respond as a joyous, harmonious person, we respond as a judgmental person, we respond as a person who is interested in possessing things and owning things, or whatever things we have that come our way, whatever responses we have. These responses seem to make us feel that this is what we really want to do. This is what's really important. And then we're working on that, and then we become disenchanted with it, and we think, well, now, let's see, what else would I like to do? Or some other idea comes along and says, hey, let's go for this. You know, it's the same thing, the same principle, but it'll sound foolish, but it's the same principle as the desire we have for things. We want to have a speedboat more than anything in the world. Now, what in the world do we really want a speedboat for? We want a speedboat so we can zip out across the ocean or the lake or wherever we want to take it, on the river, and just have a good time. We want to just go out and show off. We want to just go out and enjoy that boat to the ultimate. Well, that's wonderful. And so we buy the boat, and we spare no funds in getting the best boat with the best motor and the best hull to do all the things we want to do. And we take the boat out, and we enjoy the boat. But as with all things, we tire of it, and it becomes a white elephant in our garage. I have a nephew who, he and his wife wanted this boat more than anything in the world, and they got this great, big, wonderful power boat. But their lives are so filled with so many things, they don't have time to take it down to the river and enjoy it. They don't have time to do anything. And here it takes up almost a space and a half in their very spacious garage. And it needs loving, tender care. It needs a little tightening here and a little polishing there. And it's a glorious boat. I saw it. It's a wonderful thing. But they're disenchanted with it now. They had it. And now that they had it, they no longer have any great desire to use it. They're just too busy doing other things that really are what they want to do. Now, you say, well, they might have been better off just to go and rent a boat now and then. They are available, and take them. But that's not the same as owning your own boat and saying to your friends, come on, I'll take you out in my boat, and show off in that way. But, you see, that's a very expensive technique, because very shortly we tire of it. What are the things that we don't tire of? Well, we don't tire of the opportunity to sit down and just be quiet for a little while. We never seem to tire of that. We don't want to do too much of it because there's too much in life that's so exciting we have to get going and doing it. But we just sit down and relax now and then, and we feel very good about it. We feel that this is something that we want to get up and do. Sit down, relax, something you want to get up and do. That's right. That's very right. I know a lot of people who build beautiful rooms in which they can sit and relax, or they have a lovely garden, and the garden has got a beautiful gazebo in it, and it's just designed for going out and sitting there with a book and enjoying yourself, or having a little bit of music and relaxing in the outer doors and in your own backyard. But you take 10 houses that have beautiful backyards and gazebos and things in them, and perhaps one family uses it now and then, but never a great deal. Why is it that things seem so important to us, that we are great go-getters to get these things, when these things very seldom answer what it is that's in our heart that we really would like to do? It's important to be a go-getter, but more important to know what I want to go and get. People take pilgrimages. They go to the special spiritual shrines around the world, and they come back and they say, oh yes, I was to this shrine or that shrine, and it was glorious. Oh, I felt so good when I was there. I felt so uplifted. Well, my goodness, if you felt uplifted there, why didn't you stay a while? Well, I had other things to do. I had other countries to go visit. I had to be in a different country on a different day. Yes, but why didn't you cancel out of the cruise or the tour and just stay there for a week? Just take a room, and certainly it wouldn't be terribly expensive, and stay there and stay in that quiet vibration that pleases you so much. Oh, but I have so many things to do. This schedule is set up before me, and I can't change the schedule. Oh, gracious, no. My goodness, if I were to do something like that, I would be thought very foolish. And people say, what is this you're doing? And we say, well, I've decided to stay on here for a week, and I'm going to enjoy this certain shrine that seems to talk to me and make me feel very peaceful. I'm going to sit there and enjoy that shrine every day for 7 days. And then after the 7 days, I might stay longer or go back home. Now, we have these opportunities to live in a state of sort of peaceful bliss. We have the opportunity to feel a sense. People come to campus here at the University of Healing, and they enter the grounds and they say, wow, this is just a feeling of peace here. There's a healing presence here. There's a joy here. And we say, yes, there is. And so then they say, I got to have a cigarette. I say, well, not on the campus grounds. You can go off the grounds and do as you wish, but not on the campus grounds. I want a beer, and I want a schnapps, and I want this and that and the other thing. Yeah, but not on the campus grounds. But damn it to hell, I want, hey, we don't swear here on the campus grounds either. Oh, but what do you do on the campus grounds? We feel a deep sense of oneness with the divine within. We feel a deep sense of peace and bliss and harmony. We feel that all is right with the world, and we are happy. We feel being ourselves and having fun is what this is all about. Oh, come on now, that's not very exciting. Well, that's exciting to us. When you're walking your spiritual path, peace and bliss and harmony and joy are the things that will give you the greatest excitement. That's what it's all about. And in the process, you live an uncluttered life. You live a life that is not filled with a lot of confusion, not filled with a lot of wants and needs. You don't want to travel the world. You don't want to go here or there. You have it all right here on the campus. You have it all right here because you slow down. You slow down enough to sort of smell the roses. You slow down enough to count the ants as they're crawling along the ground. You slow down enough that you can see a rattlesnake and you can say, "Hi, fella, what are you doing today?" Instead of being filled with anxiety about him. You see coyotes and other animals around who sometimes are thought to be not very pleasant for you. And you say, "Hi, guys, how are you doing?" And they look at you with a surprise on their face. I see a great many roadrunners, and these wonderful birds that just go zipping along on the road, as forgetting they have wings. But they're having all sorts of fun picking up things along the road. They're at peace. All the animals here on the campus of the University of Healing are at peace. All the people here on the campus of the University of Healing are at peace. This is what it's all about. It is important to be a go-getter, but it's more important to know what it is I want to go and get. Have a peaceful, lovely, harmonious day, and know that as I love myself very much, I love you. I love you. I love you.